Somewhere in the deep background of the new film Physical Evidence, you can see what remains of the man who 10 years ago was the biggest movie star in the world. He still looks great in his radioactive tan and his Roman consul toupee. He still exudes ease and a kind of lazy majesty. He still swaggers where lesser mortals merely walk, and he still lets the lines roll breezily out of his mouth, as though they'd been born there instead of on a computer screen somewhere in Laurel Canyon. And yet, Burt Reynolds has fallen so far since his heyday that he's not even really the star of his own movies anymore. In Physical Evidence, he plays a hot-tempered cop who's been fired from the police force for throwing his partner through a window. One morning, he wakes up from a bad drunk to find himself suspected of murdering an informant. But Reynolds gets only about half the screen time that Teresa Russell gets, playing his lawyer. And though Russell is wondrous to behold, she's become, if anything, more inept with every passing film. She's turned into a top-of-the-line bad actress, a real excruciator. Yes, friends, an Ally McGraw for the 90s. Here she is, working hard with Burt to get a little on-screen sexual chemistry going. Good luck. Note the music, by the way. It's credited to Henry Mancini, but they don't say from which decade.
No way, Jose.
I ain't Jose.
This is Kyle's house. I haven't moved out yet. I'm your attorney.
I know.
So we can't afford this.
Afford what?
Getting involved, don't play dumb.
What's supposed to be going on here is that Burt has been framed, and as his trial begins, he and Teresa have to find out who really committed the murder. We're also supposed to enjoy their chalk and cheese relationship. He's a laid-back tough guy, and she's a snippy little yupster who hopes this trial will boost her career. But screenwriter Bill Phillips sets the material in motion with all the verve and wit of a haggard toll collector. And the movie gets so bogged down in arbitrary plot details that you can actually feel the glaze creeping across your corneas. Physical Evidence seems to be unfolding at a great distance, far enough away to give you time to contemplate the fate of its makers. Reynolds, once such a lustrous screen presence. Russell, who seemed pretty good in Straight Time and The Last Tycoon and The Razor's Edge not so long ago, didn't she? And what about the director, Michael Crichton, the famous wonder boy who wrote bestsellers like The Andromeda Strain and directed lively movies like Westworld and Coma? Crichton has lately taken to writing about his forays into higher mystical realms. He's been having out-of-body experiences and the like. Maybe he was having one while he directed this film. Physical Evidence isn't a movie, it's a haunted house. There are ghosts everywhere, but nobody's really home.